Hey guys, welcome back to Fight Scene with F16. Today we've got part two with Sandy Heelig. If you don't know Sandy's been around the game for 30 years or more in different capacities, doing a lot of good work, helping people, training people, causes for mental health. So I hope you enjoy. Thanks.
All right, Sandy, what do you think, what stands out as your favorite fight? Would have seen heaps of fights. Try and think of the best fight, someone else's. The best fight that you've seen.
Yeah, oh, okay.
It doesn't have to be live. You didn't have to go there. It could be. Could have been one on video. I mean, like guys these days, like with the internet and everything, they got access to so much. But back in our day, if you had like remember Rexy Redden had these.
I remember that fight with you.
Dutch VHS back then with all the Dutch fighters that I was right into. Like, hey, that's like gold, Rexy.
Man, I've still got the blood splatters on my shirt from that fight you had with him on the Gold Coast.
Oh, true.
I was in the corner, snuck in there. I wasn't supposed to be there. I just ended up there. And I regretted it because there was blood all over my shirt because that was a blood mark between you two. I shouldn't have stood there.
Been known as a bit of a bleeder.
Yes, and a sweater. I'll never forget our clinch sessions, bro.
Yeah. And when I'm on the beans, a farter.
Am I allowed to share some stories from those?
Yeah, you can.
When Ray built Five Rings for us down at Burley and we were the first ones there, we always knew when you were there because we would smell you as soon as we opened the gym. Shannon's here. Always been here.
On the beans or the lentils again.
I used to eat them to cut weight, but I still hate them. They're just boring. But I don't think our training sessions were ever boring. None of them. I think training with you too, Shannon, you really helped me see that you can make a training session out of nothing. And being here on Strati, that helped a lot. In the end, I built the beautiful gym that we all dreamt about for years. We had the ring. We had it all beautiful. It looked great. But beside that, we were training everywhere on the island where we could find. We were getting kicked out of the local school. We would run down the road in the park. We'd be on the footy field. We'd be out on the oval. We'd be in the hall. We'd be sneaking in and jumping fences to get into joints. And we had nothing but love for Muay Thai and heart. And that's all we needed. And you taught me that. You absolutely taught me that we didn't need the flash stuff to make it work.
Yeah, no, that's it. Just the passion for training and for fighting. That's got to be, that was the next question I was going to ask you, Sandy. Like, you know, you've been in the sport since, you know, more or less the start of the sport in Australia, and you've been consistent through it. I've come and gone in the sport. You've been consistent. So, yeah, I guess you answered it just before by saying the passion and the love of the sport, but not also that. Like, I know your heart, Sandy, and you're a wonderful person. Like, you love and care for people. And I know that it's not just about developing great fighters in the ring, but you're interested in their character and developing people. Which is what I really like about you, Sandy. Firstly, what keeps you in the sport? Like, consistency. Like, I know you're a hard worker. Through hours, hours and weeks, months out in the desert, in the mines, and then you come back and train kids and hold pads for kids.
Training with the young ones, for me, it's more than building fighters. It's cool to have fighters. It's cool, you know, but it's a big investment as well. It's a huge investment, not just financially, but time, energy, knowledge, all of it. You know what it's like. But I think for me, what drives me is to see them become better people. All the kids that have trained with me, you know, over the years that I've been a coach, have not only learnt to fight and learnt the art of Muay Thai, they've also learnt about being good people as well as good fighters. So they're not allowed to bully, and they're reminded of that. They're not allowed to bully. The minute you become a bully, you're out. And there's, I don't care how close you are. If I find out you're a bully and you represent me, you're gone. I can't have that, you know. And also the little things in life that matter, you know, accountability. Own your shit, kids, you know. Don't be a victim in life. And integrity, you know. We live in such an era of the pull-out era. Everyone pulls out of fights, you know. They're all in until they see themselves on a poster. They either want to share the posters with their mates to make them feel great. Yeah, you're a fighter. Look at you on a poster. But, or, you know, they might do the opposite and get scared because it's happening now, you know. And so they pull out. So integrity was an important part of my lessons to these kids. If you say you're going to fight, you fight. We don't pull out. You and I, Shannon, come from an era where we didn't pull out of fights. It was never even thought of to pull out of a fight. It was unthinkable to pull out of a fight. Yeah. You turned up sore. You turned up injured. You turned up tired. You just fought. No matter what state you're in, you just fought. You know, even if you fought the week before, you turned up again and you fought. No matter what was wrong with you, you fought. And that was the integrity of keeping your word and honoring what you say you're going to do, and not just in fighting, in life, kids. Like, you say you're going to do something, show up and do it. And being, again, being accountable when they make mistakes in life, put your hand up and own it, kids, you know. Right down to, you know, mental health, looking after their mental health, not worrying about what people think. Personal hygiene is a huge one in my gym. I teach these kids, hey, when you come home from school, if you've got to come straight here, go and wash yourself down. You know, especially before clinching, you know that rule. Wash down before clinch.
Yeah.
Be clean. You know, no one wants to be with someone who stinks and is filthy.
Yeah.
You know, we all come from work sweaty and stinky, but go clean yourself up, you know. You got to work with people. And the gyms that you learn, you know, also cleaning the gym. My gym was free. I didn't charge the kids any money. So their method of paying was to clean the gym, clean the equipment. Yeah. You got to do something. It's, you know, I had one parent call me a slave. I was slave driving his kid, you know. Oh, you're slaving me, son. Like, no, mate. I'm teaching him valuable lessons in life. He doesn't pay for this. This, you know. And that kid got a lot from me. I'm not going to mention names, but he got a lot. And the end of the day, you got to learn in life that nothing comes for free and you have to earn your privileges. You don't just get it handed to you on a platter. And these are the things that you learn in a gym, you know. Man, throw a broom at the people. Make a cleaning day. Everyone's got to chuck in. Even if you are a gym that charges fees, make people learn those valuable lessons in the gym because they become better people, you know. As you and I know, who knows where you and I would be if we didn't have those lessons from Thailand and the gym, and, you know, where would we be, really?
That's another interesting thing, Sadie. Like, I know, you know, myself, martial arts and Muay Thai and kickboxing, you know, like other sports for other people, you know, it gave me so much. My youngest brother, he took his own life with suicide.
Oh, I remember that.
And my other brother got into trouble with the law. And the only reason that I'm not in the same boat with those two is because I had Muay Thai kickboxing.
Yeah.
You know, it gave me goals, it gave me dreams and aspirations, and you know, I've had a lot of trainers, you know, that have loved and helped me and taught me those lessons that we've been talking about, you know. It's, you know, given me so much. And I think there are a lot of people like us, Sandy, you know. I know you've got a similar story, you know, where you could have ended up, you know, if you didn't have sport or about choices, you know. Instead of going out with your friends and getting off your head and getting into trouble, whatever, No, have an early night, you got training tomorrow, and you want to win that next fight. Okay, so sacrifice, mate, sacrifices, and get to the gym and train. All these lessons that we learn through.
As I said, I was strict on a lot of the young ones, But, I was everything in that gym. I was mama, I was trainer, I was friend, I was older sister, I was auntie, I was Uber driver, I was the cook, I was, I was a lot of things. I had to wear a lot of hats in that role. But you know what? I put my foot up many of those kids' asses, but it was always done with love. I always loved those kids still to this day, even though they're growing up now and getting older. Some of them have got kids of their own, It's, you always love them, no matter what. You always, man, how do you build a bond with a fighter and then not always think something of them,
So what else has fighting, Muay Thai and training and fighting taught you about life? Some other.
How much time have you got?
Heaps of time.
Look, as I said off camera, I was at a point in my life where when I was 19, I made a silly decision in life and I ended up in prison. I ended up in a Brisbane Women's Correctional Centre because I was hanging out with the wrong people and I was going out with some dude who was not a good dude. And I ended up in prison and I had a choice to make. Is this the life that I want to continue living or shall I really make a go of this fighting thing or just Muay Thai in general? And I'm really glad that I chose the path that I did to stay with martial arts and Muay Thai since doing that. I think if I'd have gone the other way and lived that life, I would never have got out of Brisbane. Now I can go anywhere in the world and train with anyone, I've gotten to see some beautiful places, beautiful countries and lovely people and make a family for myself within the industry. And, man, if someone said, you're going to die tomorrow, but we're going to bring you back, I would do it exactly the same again, probably just a bit earlier than 15 I'd start. But in saying that, it was interesting when I was in prison and someone saw my issue across in jail. She noticed it and pointed at it and had a conversation with me about it. And the first thing she said to me is, yeah, and I said, kickboxing, Zendo Kai, Muay Thai. And she said, do you know Shannon Forrester? And I'd heard of your name, but I didn't know you then. And I was like, oh, and then I remember when I first seen you fight after I'd gotten out of that and I watched you fight and went, oh, that's that dude, that chick, yeah, that's him. And I think you had some funny looking hairdo going on at the time. And then years
had
later, we would
do.
Yeah, man, we'd train together, we'd work together, we'd freaking become like family. Love you, man. It's been a journey, mate. But yeah, I think Muay Thai's taught me many great lessons. I couldn't put my finger on all of it. How to be strong, how to be a better person. Again, I still got my own traumas, man. We've all got those. But if I didn't have Muay Thai, I think I would either be still in jail or in the cemetery, to be honest, very honest.
Well, it's not, but getting back, like we know that training and a fight, it's not easy. And you go through like ebbs, you're feeling good, you're feeling confident. And then, the other guy might get some shots on you and your confidence goes down. It's a bit like life, life's not all glamorous like you're talking about, like nowadays with social media, like we just see all the glamorous stuff. But life's not like that, we get knocked down. Yeah, so there are also lessons that we learn in the sport, hey, through training stuff, like just rocking up to training when things are bad or, your world's falling apart, like just... Yeah. Rocking up, consistency, following up on your word, like you said, if you take a fight and follow through with it when everything's gone out of the basket, so to speak. Anyway, getting back to the, you never answered my question about
the fight.
Which is the best fight?
We got sidetracked. Oh, look, there's so many. But look, I'll keep it homegrown. I think the best, the most electrifying fight here I've seen, apart from many of yours, was probably Pixie Sorin 2, the second fight they had. That was, I think that was, Sorin had not long won the Super 8. And I think Pixie had won the first encounter and Sorin won the second one, but it was just such a good fight. Yeah. I always love watching Sorin's technical. He was beautiful to watch, Sorin. It was amazing.
On top of their game, they're both.
Yeah, man. Pixie as well. Pixie was just at the peak of his career and that heart and those elbows. It was just a great fight to watch.
All right, Sandy, what if we had to get a celebrity? So you got to pick a celebrity and to train them up for a fight, like a, what do they call them? Like a, those reality TV shows. So you get to train a celebrity up to fight another celebrity. So who would you pick and who would you pick for the opponent?
Oh, I like Pink and I think she'd be a lot of fun. She would probably be really cool to train. She'd be tough, I would imagine. I don't know who I'd get her to fight. I've no idea. I think I saw her training in one of her film clips and thought, oh, wow. Yeah, maybe Pink versus someone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd train Pink. We'd fight anyone. We're old school.
Put Pink in there with Chop.
With who?
Yeah. Chop? Anthony Mundine. Yeah. But Pink's allowed to kick and use knees. Chuck can only box.
Yeah, he can only box.
That'd be interesting.
Oh, we'd have to work that clinch hard, lock his hands up.
Mate, I guess that's nearly us.
That's us.
What are your goals and ambitions in the sport at the moment?
My goal at the moment, I'm on a little bit of a mission, is to become the best coach I can be. I want to be the best female coach in the country. That's just my little personal goal. Not like I'm out to try and outdo and beat everybody. It's more just my thing. I'd love to be a name that comes up for people who think of female coaches, and I'd like to be up on the top of the list. That's my goal. I'm really, really lucky to have opportunities to continue working with old school guys. PZ, Nugget, I'm holding pads in Matty McTavish's gym at the moment. I also work with a couple of Thais as well. Being able to keep that Thai influence in our game and keep that so I can pass that on. I think nowadays we get a lot of people looking at YouTube and Instagram and copying, and you can tell the trainers that have just watched it that day and gone to the gym and taught it that night. And the difference is I want to learn it. So I go and train it. I go and hit pads. I go and clinch. I go and do it. Then I've felt it. I know what it feels like. So then I can teach it better because I know how it feels.
Yeah.
I think that's a much better way to get through your apprenticeship, is to keep learning and always stay the student rather than, you know, watching on YouTube and then copying. I'm not into copycats, man. And I'm no disrespect to people that do that, but that's not my way of doing it, man. I want the physical experience for me. That's why I keep training. So I keep learning so I can keep leveling up as a coach. Yeah, man.
Well, we'll see you up there.
I'm scrambling. John, scrambling. Yeah, I don't know how I'm doing. I don't care. I just do my best every day.
Thanks for coming on, Sandy.
Thank you, Shannon. Love you, mate. And, appreciate you always. Big love to Collie and the kids.
Sandy, how can people find you?
I'll jump on a bus on Strata. You'll find me there. I got a little Instagram page. It's called Chang Noi Muay Thai Personal Training. So it's Changnoi. Yeah, just go on Instagram.
That's it. Thanks for your time. We'll catch you again. See ya.
Come on.
'Cause I hope you enjoyed that. I've been doing plenty more interviews with other people, so there's plenty more to come. Stay tuned, like, log in, whatever you do. Thank you. Bye. That's subscribe and follow, not log in. I'm sure you just logged out from work. Okay, thanks, bye.